You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight. We're in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 15. We'll let the orchestra come around and join you. Thank you for always being in your spot. And for 45 years of an orchestra in our church, thank God for you and all that you mean to me and to the work here. As you turn there, I want to just say a word about, I'm so very thankful to be your pastor. These have been 50 wonderful years, the best years of my life. And Elizabeth, good to see you home here. Sousley, Castro, whatever your name is. But we're glad to have you back home for this anniversary week. And thank God for you. I love you folks so very much. You've been the greatest church in all the world.
Amen.
And they have been, Peter. You folks have been wonderful. And you've prayed for us so very fervently. You've supported us and all that you've done for the work of God. I marvel that God has been so good to me. Let's stand together, shall we? And I want to read together with you Psalm 15, verses 1 through 5, only five verses. I'll stop reading and you just continue to read. Pause at the commas, the periods, the semicolons. Psalm 15 tonight, verses 1 through 5. If you're visiting online across the nation, get your Bible open if you have time, or otherwise just listen. Ready? Begin. Lord, that last phrase there, he that doeth, let's read it together. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Let's read it one more time, like independent, fundamental, temperamental Baptist. Shall we do it? Ready, begin. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. I don't want to be moved. On this last night before our anniversary, I don't want to be moved. There's a song that's in our songbook, page 503, we won't sing it. Jesus is my captain. I shall not be moved. I'm so thankful. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. There has to be a moment in your life where you decide you're not going to be moved. My wife and I decided that before we came here. We said, we're going to give you 50 years. I want to give you more than that now if you let us stay. But we decided. And there's been a lot of thick and thin during those 50 years. There's been some days that the touch of God is so powerfully upon our lives. It's been some very sad days. There's been funerals. There's so many people. You'll see it in the bulletin. All those that have passed away since I've been pastoring this church. So many of your loved ones are passed away. And yet I'm not going to be moved. There's shifting sands in America today. Stop Sunday night church. Stop Wednesday night church. Stop Sunday school. That's basically from here. We're starting churches with our college. From here to San Francisco Airport, there's one church open right near San Francisco Airport on a Sunday night. There's not a church open. 9 million people, not a church open. Something's wrong. I'm not going to be moved. Till the day I die, we're having Sunday night around here. Till the day I die, we're having Wednesday night around here, and we're having Sunday school around here. Our Father, tonight, I pray that you would cause us to pay very careful attention to the scripture tonight. Never moved. Never moved. Most people move. Most people change. Most people quit. But thank you for this great crowd of witnesses tonight in this auditorium. I pray that we'd be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10. Faithful to the day we die, and thou wilt give us a crown of life. Bless this passage of scripture as we open it up tonight. Open our eyes to truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. If I trust him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved. I'm not going to move. I refuse to move. I refuse to change. I just refuse to. We've lived in four houses in 50 years. The first one was 26 years over here. And we didn't want to ever move, but we just, the public school across the way got so big and we just had no freedom to come and go. And all of our three kids were born in their bedrooms in that house. And so we loved that house. But we moved across the way here. But we moved about five blocks away from the church. That was about two blocks away from the church. And we lived there for 10 years. And then we had to downsize and moved to a smaller house for 2 years, a year and a half, I think. And we were there. And then we moved about two blocks here. We've been within six blocks, five blocks, four blocks, two blocks of this church for 50 years. I love it. I love living that close. We determined that for us, I'm not so wrong for you, but for us, we were so busy in church, we were not going to travel on the freeway and get stuck in traffic all day. And I know that you've got to move away, and it's cheaper elsewhere and all that. So I understand all that. But for us, we said, I can't pastor this church living far from it. There have been some good things and some bad things. We live on the corner of De La Cruz Expressway, De La Cruz Boulevard, and Montague Expressway. There's 185,000 cars a day in my backyard. 185,000 cars a day. My wife said to me, we were sitting out in the backyard several years ago. We've lived in this house now 13 years. And she said, you know, you're hearing those wheels going at traffic hour. We're out there eating dinner, and you hear those wheels going. And she goes, close your eyes. And I close my eyes. She goes, what does that sound like? And she goes, doesn't it sound like the ocean?
Yeah. Amen.
The lady has problems, but we know that. But nonetheless, and it does sound like the ocean. You get used to it. You get used to the 500 jumbo jets over your house every single day. You just get used to it. I came here to stay. I came here to be, I don't want to leave. I don't want to, I want to be, one day if the Lord tarries, I'll be buried in Santa Clara, California. I don't believe in moving. I don't believe in moving in any area of life. I remember Jack Hiles was telling me years ago how important it was not to move off of Clyde Avenue. And I wanted to get us over here. And he didn't want us to move. He goes, no, you just keep buying up houses. And eventually I talked him into letting me move here. But I'm so thankful God gave us that property. It's filled tonight. God gave us this property. It's filled tonight. And I thank God for these properties he's given us. But they've been workhorses for Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to talk about never moved. I don't want you to move. All you special groups that sang tonight, be living for God 50 years from now. Independent, fundamental, temperamental Baptist. Just be living for God. Go to Sunday school for 50 years, 60 years. Go to Sunday morning, Sunday night. What is that? Bring up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Those gong kids were just singing. Ace is about 13, I'm guessing. I don't know how old it is. Ace is 13. Ace is 13. He sang on the end with those three squalling girls over here. Asa, we need to have you sing a solo. Those girls aren't that great. Those girls are wonderful. But you know what, girls? You're so sweet as could be. They're good Christian girls. May I tell you this? 60 years from now, you want to be in church. If Jesus Christ tarries, oh, President Trump will be gone, and Jack Treber will be gone, and other preachers will be gone, and loved ones will be gone. But go to church. Bring your little babies up to love God. You Otova girls that sang, hey, you stay in God's house. Stay in God's house, regardless what your friends may do. Stay in God's house. Hey, Brother Emery that just sang, God bless you. Stay in God's house. Newly married man, about a year been married. Stay in God's house for 50, 55, 60, 65, 70 years. Stay in God's house and don't be moved. This moving stuff is not working. It's moving all over the place, and theologically all over the place is not working. Notice what the Bible says. How? He says, if you do these things, you shall never be moved. What things? Well, it tells you. Verse 2, walk uprightly. That's it. That's it. Say it together. Walk uprightly. Say it together. God says if you walk uprightly, you walk with personal integrity. To walk uprightly means that you're walking complete or entire. You're walking whole. You're not part here, part here, part here. This business, you're gonna have to decide, I'm in this thing. And if you'll do these things, you'll never fall. You're gonna have to say, I'm gonna be upright in my life. I'm not gonna be up wrong, I'm upright. So you have to walk uprightly. He that walketh uprightly, he shall never be removed, never moved. Look, well, secondly, what it says, and he that worketh righteousness, walketh uprightly, worketh righteousness. What's the first one, class? Say it together. That was kind of weak. Say it again. Secondly, you have to work righteousness. You have to work at it. What is righteous? The word, root word for righteous is right. You have to do right. It's not right to be unfaithful to your mate. It's not right to be unfaithful to one another. It's not right. God says if you walk uprightly, you'll never be removed. You'll never be moved. It's not right to walk, reject your mother and dad. Children, honor your mother and father and mother. My folks have been gone for years now. I love my folks, but they live in my heart. I don't want to ever disappoint my parents. I want to make decisions. Would dad do this? Would mother do this? Would my mother and dad do this? And they, my mother and dad were Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night choir practice. They were just in. Tuesday night deacons meeting, they were just in. My grandfather was in since 1915. We have been going to Sunday school since 1915 in the United States of America. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Never be moved. Amen. God says, I want you to walk uprightly, Jack. You can put your name in there. God says, I want you to walk uprightly. The third thing he says, not only walk uprightly, and secondly, walk in righteousness, but I want you to speak the truth. Now it's getting tough, isn't it? Most people don't tell the truth. Most Christians don't tell the truth. It's an amazing thing how that I hear people lie to one another. I hear it, I think, that's not the truth. Many years ago, back in the 70s, I recall this. I'd visit every member, except for really solid deacons, but every member. I had a route, and I'd start in South San Jose and work my way up to the East Bay, and work my way over the bridge, and then down to the south. And I just worked. It was all day, about 8 hours I was out, 9 hours at some time. And I went over here into Bay Area. And there was a young couple that was there. They since divorced, and they're both remarried. But I remember driving up and parking my car, and the man saw me drive up. He had his truck in the driveway, and then he had a boat attached to it, but the boat was still in the garage. He dropped the garage door. You could see the tongue on the boat, but you could see the boat. I knocked on the door. No answer. I knocked on the door again. No answer. I knocked several times. I knew he was in there. You know that man? He finally came out and said, Pastor, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. What are you doing? He goes, well, looking forward to church tomorrow. I knew he wasn't coming to church. He had his boat hooked up. Looking forward to church tomorrow, Pastor. I went to the end of the court and got back in my car. There was about three families on that court. I visited all three of them, about seven houses. And I got in my car, and I went around the corner and just waited. You know what I saw? I saw that truck and that boat going out of town. They were leaving for the weekend. He lied right to me. I wonder if a pastor could ever have a book of lies. It's amazing, Brother Martinez, how many times people lie to you. They'll just lie to you. God hates lying. I pray, it's my prayer every day. I want to tell the truth. I want to tell the truth of my wife, truth about my kids, truth about my grandkids, truth about my members, truth with most of the deacons. I want to tell the truth to every deacon, truth to the staff, truth to the ushers, truth to the choir. And I want you to see that God says, you tell the truth, you'll never be moved. You won't be moved. You won't be moved. You've got to tell the truth, and you've got to walk righteously, and you've got to walk uprightly. Three things so far: walk uprightly, and walk righteous, and walk in truth. So what, say, what are the three? Walk uprightly, walk in, and walk in. And notice what the Bible says. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. You can't backbite. Backbiting is being a talebearer. You can't be a talebearer, God's people. God says you're going to get moved. I wonder how many people have quit church. I baptized, we would have hit 20,000, but COVID came. I baptized over 19,300 people in these 50 years. And I know that's not much. There's missionaries that baptize that in a month. I know there's churches that do that in several years. But I baptized nearly 20,000 people are members of this church that I baptized in, let alone those that joined this church. Probably another 5 to 10,000. Where are they? Where are all those people? They've been moved. By lying, by not being upright, by not being righteous, by backbiting. Many of them are divorced. Many are separated. Many are outside of God's house. God says, you backbite, you backbite. You're going to be moved. And lastly, he says this, he that putteth not out his money to usury. Usury is to have people pay interest to you with the money that you borrow to them. He that putteth not out his money to usury, or taketh reward against the innocent. God says, be careful with money. Careful with money. Yeah. You use money for his glory, but don't use it to build and line your pockets. God says you're going to have to be very careful. And he that will do these five things, what are they? Look at the Bible there. What are they? Walk uprightly. Walk in. And then walk in what? Truth. And then what's the next one? No backbiting. No backbiting. What's the last one? What's your finances? Watch what you do. And God says you do these things, you will never be moved. I don't want to be moved. I don't want to be all over the place tonight. I want to be a solid Christian, a faithful Christian, serving God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.